Microsoft, Nayara, and India's sovereignty risk.
Lenskart founder Piyush Bansal's quest for a promoter tag.
Freshworks' AI refresh.
Persistent Systems delays wage hikes by a quarter and pauses fresher hiring.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's start with an important story today that has implications on geopolitics and sovereignty. Now, imagine this. You're running a company that refines 8% of India's oil, and suddenly your emails stop working, your Teams meetings vanish, your entire data is not accessible, and your Microsoft ecosystem just disappears.
Yes, so that's exactly what happened to Nayara Energy on July 22nd. So one day, everything's normal. The next day, boom, Outlook, Teams, the old Microsoft suite goes dark following fresh EU sanctions against Nayara Energy, which is 49% owned by Russian oil major Rosneft.
So the recent update is that Microsoft restored services to Russia-linked Nayara Energy on July 30th, 2 days after the Indian refiner dragged the tech giant to the Delhi High Court.
Yes, but this story isn't really about one company's IT troubles. Like Chandra, you mentioned, geopolitics also is involved here.
That's right. The episode has sparked fresh conversations within the Indian government about digital sovereignty and cloud resilience. In fact, one very senior government official we spoke to called this an opportunity for Indian cloud players to step up.
Yes, so now let's talk about a completely different kind of strategic maneuvering. So Piyush Bansal from Lenskart has been quietly playing an interesting corporate chess game.
Yes, so Bansal has been systematically buying up his own company's shares, going from about 5 to 7% ownership in 2021 to over 10% now. He borrowed 200 crores this month to pick up shares at a $1 billion valuation. Now, this is interesting because Lenskart is actually hoping to go public at a $9 to $10 billion valuation. Right, so promoters have veto powers over major decisions. They can't be easily removed and they have much more control over the company's direction. Other examples of new age promoters include Paytm's Vijay Shekhar Sharma, Ola's Bhavesh Agarwal and Nykaa's Falguni Nair. There's a trade-off though. Promoters face stricter disclosure rules when they want to sell shares, but experts tell us that for someone planning an IPO, having that level of control might be worth the extra paperwork. Speaking of betting big on the future, Freshworks just proved that the AI revolution isn't coming. It's already here and paying the bills.
That's right. So their AI tools, Freddy Copilot and Freddy Agent, have crossed nearly $20 million in annual recurring revenue, and nearly half of all their big deals last quarter included Freddy Copilot in it. Now, it's not just a nice to have feature anymore. It's become their secret weapon for winning customers, in fact.
So the numbers also back this up. They posted an 18% revenue jump to $204 million in Q2 of 2025 and raised their guidance for the second quarter in a row, $828.9 million for the full year. So when a company raises guidance two times in a row, that usually means they're seeing something very optimistic that the market hasn't fully grasped yet.
All right, let's end with some not so happy news for the IT folks out there. So Persistent Systems just hit the pause button on salary hikes.
It's interesting timing, right? Persistent just posted 21.8% revenue growth, a 38.7% jump in profits, but they're telling employees to wait another quarter for their raises.
So Persistent CEO Sandeep Kalra, in an interview with Money Control, basically said that clients are taking forever to make decisions because of all the global uncertainty, and we need to be careful with our cash while we are investing heavily on AI capabilities.
They're also being picky about hiring. So instead of bringing in fresh graduates, they're focusing on lateral hires and upskilling their current team, especially in AI and platform services.
Yes, so it's definitely an example of companies adapting to uncertain times. Strong performance, but playing it safe. But if we look at the margins, it did take a small hit, dropping to around 13.2%. But that seems to be the price of investing in future capabilities. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.